The U.S. dollar this week hit record lows against the euro, Europe's main currency. The weakening dollar over the past few months has posed a special problem for the world's economies. For many years, central banks throughout the world have held most of their assets in dollars. As the dollar weakens, some countries have begun turning to other currencies. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, that poses big risks for the U.S. economy.
On the trading floor at Bear Stearns, you can almost hear the federal budget deficit getting bigger. The traders on the government securities desk have computer software that emits sounds whenever a price is reached or a customer inquiry comes in. Sounds like bells and cash registers opening. Bear Stearns is a primary dealer for U.S. government securities. That means the government turns to the firm when it needs to borrow money by selling treasury bills, something it does a lot of these days. Chief U.S. economist John Ryding says the market for treasury bills is large.
The customers are a wide range. They can go from insurance and pension funds. It can be banks and other financial institutions, foreign accounts.
But Ryding says by far the biggest buyers of U.S. government securities these days are foreign central banks, like the Bank of Japan and the Central Bank of China. These countries accumulate huge stores of capital through trade and use it to buy U.S. Treasury bills. They like the dollar because it's stable and very liquid. As a result, some three-quarters of the world's foreign reserves are in dollars these days. Stephen Roach is chief economist at Morgan Stanley.
It means that the dollar does play a special role as an anchor to today's world financial system. It also means that an awful lot of transactions, whether they're in oil markets or commodity markets or in some other types of markets, are conducted in dollar-based or dollar-denominated terms.
Central banks have accumulated so many dollars that today they exert a powerful force on the U.S. economy. Many economists believe the willingness of foreign investors to buy dollars has helped keep U.S. interest rates low. But there are signs the dollar's appeal may be fading a bit. The Central Bank of China, which holds $500 billion in foreign reserves, has said it may trade in some of its dollars for euros. Officials in Russia and India have said something similar. Stephen Roach says central banks are worried about the huge U.S. trade and budget deficits.
If you are a foreign central bank and you've come to the conclusion that the U.S. has profound imbalances, that the rest of the world has profound imbalances, and that the dollar is likely to go down, you don't want to get in the way of a fast-moving train.
As a result, many foreign central banks are diversifying some of their holdings. How far this will go is unclear. Economist John Ryding of Bear Stearns says he doubts major economies like Europe and Japan will sell too many dollars too quickly. They need to keep the dollar from falling too far, he says, so they can keep selling their exports into the U.S. market. Ryding says whatever its problems, the dollar remains the best alternative for investors.
It's still the case that the U.S. economy is larger by far than either the euro area or the Japanese economy, and its economic fundamentals in terms of growth are a lot stronger and have been a lot stronger than those two areas over the last 10 years.
Ryding says a weaker dollar could bring benefits. It would bring the trade deficit down by making U.S. exports cheaper and imports more expensive. Many traders believe the Bush administration secretly wants the dollar to fall somewhat in order to help U.S. exporters. But there's a problem with that strategy. China, which supplies 13% of U.S. imports, pegs its currency at a fixed rate to the dollar. That means even if the dollar plummets against the euro or yen, it can never really lose ground against China's currency. Economist Noriel Roubini of New York University's Stern School of Business says the result is a persistent trade deficit that over time is unsustainable.
In some sense, we're living on borrowed time. The world is financing the excess of our spending over our income, and it's an extremely unstable equilibrium because it means that we keep on borrowing from the rest of the world.
In that sense, he says any move away from dollars by foreign central banks should be seen as a warning. The longer the deficit persists, the greater the risk that investors will lose confidence in the dollar. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.